received into the visible church through the sacrament of baptism? Yours?
Yes.
Yours. We shall now read our authority for this service, and that is found in the book of Matthew and chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. It is usual to give an address on the nature of baptism at this stage, but since we have largely done that already, we will do no more than give a simple exhortation to the parents of the children to be baptized. You know that baptism is one of the privileges of the church, and to receive privileges, which are Christian privileges, also involves the taking upon ourselves the obligations to perform Christian duties. So we are to consider the great mercy of God in bringing us baptism as a seal of the covenant of grace, and through baptism having your child admitted into the visible church. Remember that the promise of God that is revealed in the covenant of grace is attended with a pledge. That pledge is the token of the covenant of grace, baptism. And it is God confirming to you what he will be and what he will do for you and your children. So that's what you're to lay hold of, God's promise, as you consider the duties, that God will be a God to you and to your children. And so, reminding yourselves of the privilege and the duty, we would also remind you that it is your duty to instruct the children in the knowledge of the truth, to catechize, and that's simply to bring before them the principles of Christianity, the doctrine of the Trinity, the need of the atonement, the sacrifice of Christ, and the need of the new birth and true conversion. So it is your duty to instruct the children in the way that he should go, the way that the children should go. And that brings before us that well-known passage of the Apostle Paul when he says that fathers should not provoke their children to wrath, but train them up or bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That nurture is training, discipline, which is not negative but positive. Training, showing them the way, demonstrating how they ought to serve the Lord. And it is to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Admonition is instruction. So there is to be exhortation, reminding the children of the promises of salvation, the duties to believe and repent, warning them that if we neglect so great salvation, how shall we escape? It is your duty to instruct, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it will be your duty to provide in your home an environment that is promotes the spiritual well-being of the children. And so you'll seek to be an example to your child. You will endeavor to have your own home to be, as it were, a church, a place where you have a measure of control. You can't control what goes on outside your home. But as the head of your home, you do have some control. It's your duty to govern, to rule wisely, to set no wicked thing before your eye or the eye of your children, to endeavor with the Lord's help to walk with a perfect heart, to be upright and sincere, as we find in Psalm 101, to discipline those who lie, to warn children if they lie, they go on lying and don't repent of it, they will burn in hell. And so we're to flee from the wrath to come, reminding the children of these things. The home is to be reflective of the Bible. In your own life, you'll seek with the Lord's help that your own life will be an example to the children. Holding family worship, and as one of the ministers has said, no plea of inconvenience should ever be allowed for the neglect of this duty. It's too late or it's too early. We don't have time. That's just going to lead on to further neglect. But hold family worship as enabled with regularity. And we remind you again, not only of the mercy of God, but the displeasure of God if we neglect our duties. Baptism is an occasion of thankfulness and rejoicing. And when we find that individuals are formally admitted into the visible church, and yet we must be faithful and remind ourselves of the warning of neglect and receiving God's displeasure. If through our neglect of providing that atmosphere pervaded by the Word of God and our and neglect to be an example and neglect of instruction, the child goes off astray and rebels because of our personal neglect, his or her blood will be upon us. But lay hold of the promise and be determined as Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So in baptism, you are dedicating your child to God. Some people think they don't ever come apart from the child, but really you're acknowledging that this child has been given to me, that I'm giving the child back to God. I'm surrendering the child to God. But then on the other hand, God is giving you the child back again, as Pharaoh's daughter said to Moses' mother, take this child and nurse it for me. You're responsible before God to bring up the child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And now you will take your vows. And so the fathers will take the children. Do you profess to believe that the Holy Scriptures are entirely inspired of God and the only rule of faith and practice? Do you profess to believe the following doctrines which are represented in the sacrament of baptism? There is one God and three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory. You also profess to believe that man, though created upright, yet he has sought out many inventions. He rebelled against God. He sinned and fell. And man is born in a state of sin and misery and has no ability to recover himself. But God has elected some to everlasting life and entered into a covenant of grace to deliver them by a Redeemer. And that Redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became man and so was and continued to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. And through him alone we receive forgiveness of sins by the shedding of his blood, which is symbolized in baptism. You profess also the need of the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit in the new birth and the ongoing sanctification of the whole man, and the duty to walk in newness of life. And so I ask, do you believe the truth of these doctrines, And do you desire these blessings for your child? Do you promise to perform Christian duties, such as bringing up the child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, holding family worship early and late, attending on the means of grace diligently, and being an example to the child, and observing the Sabbath day? Do you profess to believe all these doctrines, and do you promise to perform all these duties as the Lord may enable you? The vows of God are upon you. And now we will pray, and please remain standing for the baptism. Let us now pray. Lord God Almighty, Thou art holy. Thou dost inhabit the praises of Israel. What a wonder it is that Thou art looking to such as we are, poor and needy, and yet for that very reason, according to Thy promise, Thou dost dwell with those who are of a contrite and humble spirit, those who tremble at Thy word. We pray Thee, Lord, that we would indeed tremble at Thy word and the duties before us, that they would matter to us and our hearts would be affected. We would even be overwhelmed in comparison with the hardness of hearts that we see so often in others. But when our hearts are overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than ourselves, and to find that Thy grace is sufficient for us. Be with the parents who have now taken vows, and give them grace to perform it. Thy vows are upon me. Oh, help us, Lord, to perform them. And we pray that Thou wouldst bless the children now who are to be baptized, that Thou wouldst be gracious to them, that Thou wouldst not allow it to be merely a symbol, but that Thou wouldst grant the grace that it symbolizes, that they would not only be washed outwardly with water, but receive the inward washing of regeneration, that Thou wouldst join the inward baptism of the Spirit with the outward baptism of water, and that Thou wouldst make it a seal of their regeneration, confirming to them, confirming to us who see it, confirming the grace of the covenant of grace as belonging to believers, so that if by Thy grace they are spared, they will be reflecting upon their baptism and seek that grace which baptism reveals. Grant, Lord, that they would be engrafted to Christ, planted into His likeness of His death and resurrection, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that they would grow in grace, walking in newness of life. And grant that each of us would think about our own baptism and repent of our sins against our covenant with God. And grant, Lord, to be with us now in the administration of the sacrament Christ has appointed. And may it please Thee to set apart what may be used of the element of water from a common to a holy use. Grant Thy blessing, and all for Jesus' sake. Amen. What is the child's name?
Madison Elizabeth Segar.
Madison Elizabeth Segar, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What is the child's name?
Genevieve Ella DeBoer.
Genevieve Ella DeBoer, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What is the child's name?
Felicity Catherine Jane Thomas.
Felicity Catherine Jane Thomas, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let us now pray. Gracious God, Thou art the faithful God, keeping covenant and mercy, and having promised Thou wilt be faithful to Thy own word. It is impossible for God to lie. Grant, Lord, Thy blessing, that thou art pleased to accompany the word and sacraments with thy blessing. It is through the virtue of thy Holy Spirit and the blessing of Christ. And we are reminded again that the blessing is not tied to the moment at which the sacrament is administered, but the person baptized is to seek the grace that baptism reveals throughout the whole course of his or her life. And so we pray thee, Lord, that we would be truly thankful for thy own ordinance, and that thou art in thy providence pleased to formally and solemnly admit into the bosom of the visible church those who are baptized and the children of the parents of believers. In thy word they are declared holy, that is, set apart to God. Oh, that we would then pray earnestly for them, that they would not only be outwardly dedicated, but inwardly engrafted into Christ and planted into him to be truly his own. Receive now, Lord, we pray, these children who have been formally admitted into the visible church. Receive them into thy fatherly love and care to protect them, that whatever may happen as to their future, if they should die in infancy, thou wouldst receive them to glory. But if they grow to the years of understanding where they can think upon these things themselves, Lord, that they would see that baptism is a sign. It is to declaring to them thy truth, just as we hear thy word with our ears. So the sacrament of baptism appeals to our sight. We can see thy work in the symbol. Oh, may we seek the blessing in the reality in our own souls, that we would have pardon for our sins, that we would have adoption into the true spiritual family of God, that we would experience spiritual resurrection and power, walking uprightly, walking in newness of life. Bless the parents again, we pray. Strengthen them as the obligations lie solemnly upon them. Oh, that none of us who have taken vows would think lightly of them. Oh, that we would not forget the solemn obligations, the engagement to the further responsibilities of bringing up our children and all of us in the visible church, members of Christ's body visibly, have a great obligation to pray for the children and the parents and to be examples one to another, and particularly to the children, that they would be surrounded by wholesome, spiritual, godly influences to thy glory. Bless each one of us. Help us to go forward in the path of duty to honor Christ, our Master, and pardon our sins for his sake. Amen.